98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe with the afternoon starting off with Smithereens and Only a Memory. We have an in-studio all scheduled to go, and the three ladies present were all singing along to that song, so they're Smithereens fans too. And I have become a fan of this band. They are known as Floozy out of Albuquerque. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
It is great to have you here. You're on your way back from Taos, and that's why you stopped in today for a Studio 2 session. Now, your first Santa Fe show that I know of won't be until April at the Cowgirl, but you do have a CD release party this coming weekend in Albuquerque.
Yes. We're playing The Outpost on Saturday, February
16th. The Outpost, Saturday the 16th. Gotcha. Now, the new album is called Open Can of Super Days. Now, I've heard of opening a can of whoop-ass, but this is something different. You guys want to open a can of Super Days. Now, you've only been together about a year. Tell me a little bit about the genesis of the band and how you all got to know each other. And step on closer, a little closer to the microphone.
Initially,
there you go.
Bronson and myself, we had met through a mutual friend, and both of us were working full-time and had put music kind of more as a hobby, but we're looking for somebody to play with, and we just struck up a friendship through that, and then it started blossoming from there, and soon thereafter, we had Tanya Nunez on the radar, because we thought she'd be a great fit, well, talent-wise for certain, but it ended up being a trio of music and friendships.
So okay. Yeah, let's introduce the members of the band here while we've got you all standing.
My name is Teresa.
And you're on the drums?
Drums and guitar.
Okay.
I'm Bronson. I'm on drums, guitar, and spoons.
Okay.
I'm Tanya, and I play the upright and electric bass, as well as a little bit of guitar here and there. Banjo.
I imagine the three of you all write music together?
Yes.
As a group or individually?
Actually, individually.
Yeah, and then you bring songs to the band?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, the new album is wonderful. 11 tracks. They're all originals. Am I mistaken in that?
No, they're four covers.
Four covers, okay. I'm just not familiar with the covers, but I guess with a song like A Cowboy's Work Is Never Done, that does sound like a traditional old Americana tune.
Right. Yeah, Sonny Bono.
So. Oh, yeah? Is that who did it?
Yeah.
Sonny?
Sonny
and Cher, yeah.
Oh, you're kidding. Sonny and Cher?
Yeah.
Well, you definitely have some varied taste. I was looking over some of your influences, and your covers range from Britney Spears and the Beastie Boys to Buck Owens and Dolly Parton. So your musical tastes are all over the map, and I guess you bring that all those different sounds to the band. Well, we'd love to hear a song and let our KBAC listeners know what they're in store for.
Okay.
Great. This is a song called Waltz Away that I wrote, Bronson.
Boy, you were down and out, and I coaxed you back up to speed. I put my hand in yours, led you to the dance floor, and pulled you up close to me. Now I'm the one who's sad and lonely. Seems like we have somehow switched places. Tired at 25 from years working construction. You hated your job and you smoked too much pot and you never had any money. Now I'm the one who sat lonely. Seems like we have somehow switched places. That was the point. $500 that I won't say again, but I
ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Floozy on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Bronson, sounds like you're working out a few issues in that song.
Maybe.
I'm guessing that was written for somebody. We won't mention any names. Yeah. But yeah, somebody specific in mind on that tune. There was just
maybe a few people.
Yeah, it was just a little too raw for it to be made up. You know what I mean? Like an imaginary. Some people do that. They write songs about imaginary people. That sounded like it was for somebody real.
Songs have been about real people, whether we've met them or not.
soon to meet. Well, tell me about how the name of the band came together, because you three strike me as anything but floozies.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a compliment.
Yeah, we had a couple of names floating around one day, and we couldn't agree on something. So we asked Bronson one of her favorite words, and she said,
"Yeah, floozy. I just think it's a funny word."
It is. It's old-fashioned sounding.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's old-fashioned and fun.
Yeah. And now you guys have a kind of an Americana sound. In your bio, it says, not only are you a great live act, but it says something about choreographed dance moves. Now, I'm curious about this because you have a stand-up bass and a drummer and then one guitarist. So that really doesn't strike me as a band that's good with choreographed dance moves.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Do you swing the bass over your head or anything, or how does
no.
that work?
I gently set it down, and then you know.
Oh, okay. Then the music moves.
Go
you.
Shake it, and then.
Gotcha. Well, I see you changing instruments for this for this next song. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to play for us next.
We're going to play a song that I wrote, Teresa. It's a song about somebody who went on a pretty incredible road trip, and the day she left, I kind of was imagining what she was going through. So that's what it's like going away to come home.
Okay.
So the song's called Road Trip, not Roadkill. Road Trip.
Road Trip, indeed.
I accidentally called it Roadkill last night.
You were up in Taos last night. Some of the upcoming shows include Saturday, the CD release party at the Outdoor Outpost Performance Space. That's Saturday night at 7 p.m. And you'll actually be playing some songs from a forthcoming album there, I understand. And then you'll be at the Cowgirl April 24th. We all look forward in Santa Fe for that appearance. Will that be your first appearance in Santa Fe under this moniker?
Yeah, yes. we're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a nice little place to play, and of course the barbecue's good there too, so hopefully they'll feed you dinner.
It's going to be hard to figure out whether to play or eat.
Yeah. Well, we can probably fit both in over the course of the night. Okay, we're all set whenever you are. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Floozy live in Studio 2 today.
Suitcase. My head.
top of bed with everything I ever said and everything I ever heard, hanging on to every word and every syllable a church says with me. So won't you stay with me?
That is Road Trip. That is Floozy from the album Open Can of Super Days. And that is available at their CD release party coming up this weekend. Once again, the Outpost Performance Space, Saturday night at 7 p.m. Mark this day on your calendar when they hit Santa Fe. Won't be till April 24th over at the Cowgirl. It is Floozy up from Albuquerque and actually on their way down from Taos. Yeah, it looks like you have a rooting section in the other room and made a new fan. And Haley, I think she's ready to get behind the drum set there.
Nice.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in today. I appreciate having you and for you guys making the time to come down today on your way down from Taos back to Albuquerque.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Look forward to hearing more from you. Floozy on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.